Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chet Nichols. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Chet Nichols. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson throws the ball into O'Connell who tags Mays, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow strikes out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller takes first base on ball four. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Mueller moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall fires to second and picks off Mueller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Terwilliger picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Terwilliger. Nichols goes all the way around to score. Bruton moves to third. It's 2-0, Braves. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0 for 1 in the game. Mathews takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton scores. Mathews moves to second. It's 3-0, Braves. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Mathews moves to third. Logan moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball towards center. Mays catches it and throws to first to double up Thompson. Mathews tags and scores. It's 4-0, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall strikes out. Two outs. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nichols strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 4-1, Braves. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mueller moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 4-2, Braves. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 1 in the game. Catt hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Catt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a line drive towards third. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Nichols, and towards O'Connell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson strikes out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Crow moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. Crow moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0-for-2 in the game. Cat hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Terwilliger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Braves. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Windy McCall now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Connell strikes out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 4, Giants, 4. Lou Burdett now pitching. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson pinch hits for Sid Gordon. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Thompson now playing third base. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hoffman fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Thompson for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 3 in the game. Catt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Windy McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 3 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Catt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Braves. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mathews takes first base on ball 4. Marv Grissom now pitching. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Logan bunts towards first. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first, with Terwilliger covering, for the out. Mathews moves to second. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Terwilliger bunts towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Connell covering, for the out. Mueller moves to third. Thompson moves to second. 1 out. Gale Harris pinch hits for Raycat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is walked intentionally. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Roberto Vargas now pitching. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ruben Gomez pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.